This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. Once again, I'm so delighted to be here with the Power Hour Nation. We'll be taking questions in 15 or 20 minutes from now after more discussion about the coronavirus pandemic. Giuseppe Vanfangulo from the District of Criminals and David Scorpio from the exotic land of Ecuador are here with me. Giuseppe, who has an extensive background in medicine and health, was commenting on the short clip I played by Dr. Kerry Mattage, where Bill Gates was saying people are really going to take up and notice when the second wave hits. And he had a big smile on his face because he knows that by virtue of the vaccines, there are going to be millions of people who are going to die. Giuseppe, your thoughts, your further thoughts.
Yes, Jim. He's a narcissistic psychopath, and he's a man on a mission to bring down the world's population. What is so insanely criminal about this new level of injection, traditional vaccines, which have never been safe, never been effective, murder newborns, maim millions via autism, are the cause for all autoimmune disease, basically chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, all comes from toxic and contaminated vaccines. But that was using a weakened or a virus or a dead virus. Now what they've done is, in their arrogance that they believe they understand how the human body works at the genetic level, they take a snippet of messenger RNA that they literally create in a lab, and then they wrap it in a lipid, and then they wrap it in a PEC, like a polymer-coated lipid, and make it into a bullet that fires into a cell, melts then, and that little snippet of RNA goes in via CRISPR technology, cuts out your natural God-given piece of DNA, and inserts itself and turns the cell into a virus-making factory. And it expands. So then now it's taking over many, many other cells. So essentially what happens is you have people for 7 to 10 days are, if they don't die from the injection like so many are, like Marvin Hagler, like Hank Aaron, like the 39-year-old mother in Utah, like literally thousands are now dying just from the shock of the injection itself. But if they survive, what's going to happen is they become virus-producing machines, and they're mutated viruses. And so you've got people like Dr. Kerry Mattage, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Barbara Lowe, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Robert Kennedy Jr. sounding the alarm that this is horrible, this is going to kill a lot of people, and everybody's poo-pooing, oh, they're anti-vaccine, oh, they don't understand science, the science is settled. But get this, on March 2nd, there's a superstar of European vaccine production. His name is Geert, with two E's, Geert Vandenbosch. He is literally a superstar of the global vaccine industry. He's a Belgian PhD who actually spearheads development of vaccines for such giant transnational corporations as GSK Biologicals, Novartis Vaccines, Solvay Biologicals, Bill Melinda Gates Foundation, Gavi, Univac, and the German Center for Infectious Disease and Verico. If you look up all those names, they are the who's who in doing world vaccine production. And so this guy was given a keynote speech on a worldwide virtual vaccine conference, and he unexpectedly sounded the alarm. We must stop all of this vaccine. We've got the science wrong. We are going to literally murder millions of people. And so essentially his point is that in his paradigm, which is utterly pro-vaccine, genetic modifying vaccines are more like a prophylactic, which is they just ameliorate or lessen the symptoms. They do not address the production of the actual mutated virus, which is what the shot essentially does. So he's being kind and not calling out that it's intentional, but he is deeply disturbed, and he's gone public. It's on his Twitter page. He's done interviews now saying we have to stop. We're going to kill hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. And this is vaccine boy to the nth degree. This guy lives for vaccines, and he's sounding the clarion call.
Wonderful that he should do so, but so many are not going to get the message. They're barraged by television. They believe everything they hear about it from persons they believe to be authorities, even though that Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci is peddling false information, pseudoscience. They still mistakenly regard him as authority. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Yes, Dr. Tony the Rat Fauci is essentially the liar-in-chief for this program of confusion and lies. And, you know, again, if you look at the big picture, what they're doing is they're creating a system of medical tyranny. And please note that the military is playing a central role in this, and this is a permanent marriage between Big Pharma, the medical industrial complex, and the military. We're going to see the military rolled out in more and more aspects of civilian life. That's part of this plan to provide a kinder and gentler martial law for people to accept. And of course, we're going to see an endless cycle of new viruses and diseases, as Giuseppe alluded to. And of course, this was all caused by the vaccine to begin with. But the solution is going to be a new vaccine every year. And we're going to go round and round on this merry-go-round between new diseases that will always be blamed on some, you know, phantom menace virus. And the solution will always be a new vaccine. They're just sort of training the herd to accept that that's how it's going to be if you want to participate in society. Make no mistake, we're heading into a system of medical tyranny.
100% correct, Scorpio. And, of course, Team Biden welcomed the pandemic with enthusiasm. They even described it as God's gift to the Biden campaign because it meant Trump couldn't hold his massive rallies. They could explain away Biden's strategy of hiding in the basement where he couldn't get two or three people to turn up for a rally. It was so embarrassing. And it was going to destroy the robust economy that Donald Trump had developed and take away his most powerful rationale for winning re-election. He won by an overwhelming majority anyway, who saw through the smoke and mirrors. Meanwhile, we have a brilliant piece by John Kaminsky. What you don't know will kill you. Mask-dependent morons lead society into slavery. Those who watch television, more likely to get fatal shot. Those are the themes. I want to share this with you. If you watch TV rather than surf the internet, you're definitely more likely to die following government advice. And that's just the way the big boys want it. Regular internet readers mostly refuse to take the shot because they have learned from many principal doctors that the shot is not a vaccine, but really a nanotech installation that will one day permanently and irrevocably link you via your smartphone to the deep state, constantly checking not only your health, but also your bank account. Also never mentioned on TV is that kids are absolutely not in danger from this glorified flu, but are being severely damaged psychologically and socially by the unending isolation from their friends. None of that mattered to the naive noodleheads who had made up their minds to take the shot. Not the fact that it wasn't a vaccine, nor that Fauci said you'd have to wear a mask and social distance even if you did and survived it, and not even as they watch people dropping like flies after they receive their untested experimental poison penetration. It's a prime example of the absurdity authorities all over the world are inflicting on the beleaguered human beings are supposed to protect is Iceland has issued vaccine passports for a disease that cannot be proven to exist. As the shadows of our own insanity tighten the noose suffocating our minds, night falls on the human brain as cognitive dissonance paralyzes everyone. World society being taken down by a fabricated panic for a disease that doesn't exist, or what manufactured pox does. Who exactly is telling Joe Biden to destroy America now that the American people are too stupid to see what's happening to them? You must remember that every bit of information you've ingested throughout your life was provided you by someone who did not and does not have your best interests at heart. All the wars that have ravaged our families for many decades never needed to be fought. Guto Schnapper, Meyer, Armschult, Bauer, Rothschild mother. This is the mother of the empire, the Rothschild banking empire worldwide. Quote, if my sons did not want wars, there would be none. COVID-19 was actually a show designed for our benefit to distract us from the horrifying fact that our freedom is gone. First and foremost, it was a cover story for the excuse that allowed the big boys to install a total retard as president who would approve of anything the people paying him the big bucks told him to do. It's getting easier to prove that humanity always has reached an induced state of semi-consciousness by the number of people who continue to wear masks, even after they know they are incubating bacterial pneumonia in their lungs. As an aside, let me mention, Anthony Tony the Rat and colleagues did a study on the Spanish flu of the early 20th century, which killed tens of millions worldwide, and discovered the vast majority did not die from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia, where guess what? It turns out that wearing masks induces bacterial pneumonia. So when Fauci is out there telling you to wear not just one, but two or even more masks, he knows exactly what he is doing. Suicides are way up with the lockdowns, and the fabricated panic is wildly succeeding with stunning children's growth by their isolation from their peers in the real world. It's an extermination program. The formula is familiar. Reduce us to a slave state, just like Africa, where ignorant clans are unable to form functioning governments, but do specialize in killing white people. Which is why the Jews have tried so hard and succeeded to destroy the white countries in the Northern Hemisphere by using noble-sounding phrases to foul white cultures with African immigrants. The African government model imposed on more civilized countries works more easily to calibrate the world into permanently disrupted groups of warring tribes who kill each other to keep the population down. Think here in the USA trying to pit blacks against whites when there was no need to do so whatsoever. People who control the money supply are pathological criminals who inflict their perverted constraints on what people think through their control of the media. And what everyone doesn't realize who is running things as opposed to who they have convinced you is running things. We have been lied to for so many years that when a truth finally does appear, we fail to believe it and quickly consign it to whatever trash bins we happen to use. In our misinformed state, the essence of it slips past our comprehension as we slip back into the familiar comfort of all those fake facts we had previously ingested, like that the USA is the home of the free and the land of the brave. You can't depend on what you hear on TV, and if you do take the shot, according to Dr. Tenpenny, you'll likely be dead in a year or two. The big boys call this population control, and where she's recently added that it has a sterility component that clicks in 3 to 6 months after you get the shot, they're doing massive depopulation without informing the public. To all those who say nothing can be done about any of this, so why worry? I would say without hesitation, you should get the shot as soon as you are able. Giuseppe.
John Kaminsky is wide awake, and everything that John Kaminsky wrote and that you read is absolutely 100% on point. And if you think about it, what has gone on the last couple of years? Trump, when he got into office, was trying to make some fundamental changes to make the sovereign Republic of the United States more effective. Remember, he wanted to create a vaccine panel with Robert Kennedy Jr. heading it. He wanted to put together a very strong relationship both him with Vladimir Putin personally and also between the United States and Russia. We are natural allies, and we should work together to steer the world in a peaceful direction. But the international Jew, the globalist parasites, the deep state, totally put the kibosh on all Trump's noble plans. And now what you have is they must have threatened the Donald's family or his grandchildren or something, because he then even jumps on this ridiculous scamdemic and this incredibly evil idea of the injection to solve what is a gain of function attenuated bioweapon with a survival rate of 99.997% for anyone age 65 or younger. But does the average normie, Karen and Darren on the left, Larry and Mary on the right, do they think for themselves and realize, why am I wearing a mask which can destroy my health and destroy my child's mind and turn them into cowering, obedient slaves and ultimately create in my beautiful little child's lungs, fibroids, bacterial infection, all types of lung, pulmonary blockages, which ultimately will lead even to cancer in young people from this mask wearing? Should I ignore decades of actual scientific research that shows that you should only wear masks if it's occupationally necessary, not for or like if you're in a dust storm, environmentally necessary, that the rest of the time they're not good for the human health? And now to trust an evil government run by malignant satanic entities that want to wipe you out, and yet the average normie is so ignorant, so mind controlled right now, that they are being conned into thinking, oh, there's a lack of availability for vaccines. You better get in line to get yours. You want to get yours, don't you? Karen and Darren, don't you, Larry and Mary, don't you want to make sure you get the vaccine so you'll be safe? I mean, Jim, this is like a bad dystopian B-grade end of the world horror movie, and we're living it.
Oh, Scorpio, I'm so petrified. I am so petrified. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things to really look for right now is this reopening of schools. You know, they're easing up restrictions in the United States right now. But if you look into the details of how they plan on reopening schools, it's absolutely tyrannical. And it's truly going to train the next generation of people to be servile slaves and to fear one another at all times. You know, Mr. Rowe did a great job of sort of dissecting what the plan is. And of course it involves, you know, each individual desk having a 3-sided plexiglass sheet around it, you know, separated by 6 feet, the wearing of masks all day in school, constant COVID testing and slathering on, toxic hand gel at every turn. And even more importantly, they're going to divide the students up into little learning pods, and they're essentially not going to be allowed to interact with their fellow students beyond their little learning pod. So it's an indoctrination of isolation, fear, and fear of one another, because each student might be carrying the virus. And so, you know, as we all know, children are the future of this world. And if we allow schools to be opened in this manner, it's the end of the country. It's just going to be delayed by, you know, some time while people enjoy some degree of normality. Their kids are being trained to be slaves. And it's time to get your kid out of public schools and find an alternative solution, because this is what they're doing as we speak. And, you know, if you look at this idea of vaccine passports that Bill Gates, who is, yes, a crypto Jew, no question about it, these vaccine passports are actually being worked on through Microsoft and the Gates Foundation and other allied forces. These vaccine passports are going to be good for 1 year. And the versions I've seen of them that they're openly talking about include what's called your vaccine schedule. And a vaccine schedule implies more than one shot a year. So think about that, guys. This is what they're planning. They're openly talking about it. And isn't it interesting that, you know, this concept of lockdowns, which, as you pointed out in the article, they have been extremely destructive, both economically, spiritually, and physically. And who invented the lockdown? Well, that was the Chinese solution, the lockdown. And, of course, that was exported all over the world, a further indication that this new system is going to be based primarily on the way the Chinese do things. And make no mistake, in China, people are not running around with this notion that they have rights or any kind of free speech. That's not even in the conversation. Everyone knows that if you step out of line, you simply disappear. And I've been told that by a woman who I know quite well that moved here from China. She said that people simply disappear and are never heard from again if they start causing trouble. And, you know, we're heading back into lockdowns in Germany, Italy, and France. And if you can believe this, Jim, Germany has declared a third wave of this so-called virus under the pretense that 67 out of 100,000 people are testing positive. That doesn't even mean they're sick, that they tested positive with a bogus test. 67 out of 100,000 people, that's the third wave, and they're going to lock Germany down because of it. This is a tremendous, horrific fraud.
Thank you, Scorpio. We're going to be taking your calls, Power Hour Nation. The number is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Think of vaccines on the model of Coca-Cola. Wouldn't Coke love it if everyone were required to drink Coke every single year, and indeed more than once a year? They make money, big money, out of vaccines. For Bill Gates, vaccination is a business. He makes monster money. He's not a virologist. He's not an MD. He's not an epidemiologist. He's completely unqualified, but he's a statistic monster. We'll be right back.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. Just delighted to be here. Huge fan of Joyce Riley and of the Power Hour Nation, with Giuseppe Fafangiulo from the District of Criminals, David Scorpio from the exotic land of Ecuador. We have a caller, Chad, in North Carolina. Chad, join the conversation.
Thank you, James. Great coverage. I just wanted to pass on a little story I found out. This is close to home. I work at a large plant where they expect people to wear masks and do temperature checks. It wasn't until a few months ago that I found out they actually had a facial recognition camera where you enter the building. And I found out recently, one of the people I used to work with up until last year, they had passed away. Their spouse actually worked there. And I found out from one of their coworkers that after the funeral ceremonies, there was one of the people that worked at the funeral home had gone and gotten one of these shots. And they was told to me that when he got back and got out of the car, he keeled over dead. This was, I guess, fairly recently. So I can't, and I hear other people say, well, oh, my wife got the shot and she's okay, and this person got it and they're okay. And I say, and I think, for how long? I just, you know, people got to wake up.
Chad, you're raising the right question, because it appears that when Bill Gates was smiling, thinking about the second wave, he knew that on a delayed basis, the way in which they've transformed DNA makes everyone highly susceptible to the common flu virus next time around, and sets up a violent reaction in their bodies, so that we're going to expect in about a year or less a massive influx of deaths caused by the vaccines now that they're going to claim is because of a mutated vaccine. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
It's great to have Chad's call, and his observations are dead on. And one thing I'd like to mention is when we had Dr. Kerry Medej on The Perfect Triangle about a month ago, she observed that her belief is as much as 50% of these vaccines are placebos, nothing more than saline solution, because they couldn't possibly make the excuse for all the true number of deaths and debilitating injuries if everyone was actually getting this injection. So some people who are getting it are getting nothing more than a placebo. And secondly, some, you know, the human immune system and overall homeostasis is very robust, especially in healthy people. And this shot, especially this early version, which is not that powerful, once again, because they do not want to have millions of deaths right out of the gate, is there are people who are going to take these shots, the actual vaccine, and it's not going to do anything to them at first. But what's going to happen is that in 3 months, 6 months, a year, when the actual coronavirus, keep in mind that COVID-19 is nothing more than a gain-of-function bioweapon released, a mutated natural coronavirus. So what's going to happen is you've got this injection, you've got your hardwired changes to your basic DNA and how you handle the invasion of a microbial. And right now, like an iPhone, if there's mutations, they're very subtle mutations, like 14.0 to 14.1. But at some point in nature, there's going to be a dramatic mutation of the wild coronavirus, going from 14.0 to 15.0. And that's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all the others are referring to. That's when people are going to die, when their own bodies are going to turn against them with massive inflammation eruption, because they don't know what to do and they're hardwired to attack something that they can't handle. So it creates the event known as the cytokine storm, where complete inflammation, your lungs swell up, your heart swells up, your liver clogs. It's just a horrible way to die.
Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, yes, I would just like to comment on the caller there. It's really important to hear, you know, little slices of life from real people. And that was a very interesting story he told. And it made me think of Marvin Hagler, who died just days after taking the vaccine. And I saw a little snip on the mainstream media talking about his death. And, of course, they omitted that he had just taken the vaccine. So lying by omission is very powerful, and it's a very common technique that the enemy propagandists use against us.
Well, we have a lot more on the anecdotal level. Nine European nations have suspended the experimental AstraZeneca COVID vaccines due to fatal blood clots. I think Chad would appreciate knowing that. We have a former Detroit TV anchor, Karen Hudson Samuels, dying suddenly a day after being injected with experimental mRNA COVID shot. We have the health minister in Australia in critical condition just one day after receiving the COVID vaccine. So I think there's an awful lot that it's actually overwhelming the adverse reaction record system, which is voluntary. So you get, reports that represent a tiny fraction of the total that are actually suffering adverse events, such as incapacity to go to work, being bedridden, or death. Giuseppe, your comment about the adverse system.
Jim, the VARS system, which stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, was put in place to have both the public, but especially medical professionals, be able to report any kind of injury or adverse event. But what's gone on, the oppression of Big Pharma has literally scared or intimidated most medical professionals from actually reporting. So there was recently a Harvard University audit of the VAERS system, and it was found that less than 1% of all actual injury, all actual maiming, all actual death go unreported because the fear of retribution. So you take in that into effect that we'll round it off to 1% is only being reported. So as of a few days ago, the VAERS system said that there's 1,534 deaths caused this year to date, which would, of course, be primarily from the COVID-19 experimental injection. So if you multiply that times 99, that's the real number. And speaking of anecdotal evidence, everywhere you're seeing elderly people with certain types of comorbidities dying, and it's just being glossed over, and the mainstream media and the government and Big Pharma are pointing to the comorbidity, like advanced diabetes, like cancer, like COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as the cause of death, when the real cause of death was the injection.
Yes, yes, yes. Chad, I believe, is still on the line with us. Did you have any further comments or questions, Chad, you'd like to pose at this afternoon?
Yes, sir, I do. You know, I'm just going to throw in there, James, I've listened to you probably since Joyce was still with us, and you just fill in a lot of the blanks of what's been going on in the country. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the information. I try to tell people to listen to you when you come on air. But I also was wondering if you were familiar. There was another radio show host, Pastor Butch, who forwarded me an email blast back in December. He had a video of a lady who had printed out a scenario by John Hopkins of something called SPARS in 2025 to 2028. Had you looked at that at all?
Well, I get emails from Pastor Butch periodically. I believe he still alive, because he did a lot of good work here. Maybe Giuseppe knows specifically to what you refer. Giuseppe?
Yes, SPARS is the essentially going to be the COVID 2025. There's the belief that they're ramping up a system which is like a binary weapon, where the part of it is in the vaccine and part of it is in the gain of function, and when the two come together, there's going to be massive death.
It's not a positive scenario. Chad, it's very serious. Scorpio, you'd like to add further response to Chad?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the SPARS thing is it's sort of like this, Event 201 gameplay. It's a document you can find online, and it's about a virus that started in St. Paul from a missionary who was in the Orient, and they go through this whole thing. And it's essentially just COVID 2.0, and the vaccine that is developed as part of this pandemic response is called COVIX. So you can see this is just, COVID 2.0, and they already have a plan for a new round of viruses to come in and for us to stay under lockdown and under constant fear. So I would urge people to go on. You can find the document online. Just type in SPARS pandemic, and you can see I've read the whole PDF. It's just essentially a replay of what we're going through now, and they plan on keeping this going. SPARS keeps going all the way until the end of 2029, which puts us right at 2030, which is when they want to have this new system completely in place. And I would just add one thing. The SPARS system is a steam valve to make it look like there's transparency, and there's not. It's a very small percentage of cases are being reported, of course, as Giuseppe alluded to. And I would just add, lastly, that it's time to lose faith in this system and the so-called experts that are telling us nothing but lies. The system has been turned against us, and it's in the control of a very few hands, and these people are enacting an anti-human agenda, and they're just getting started.
Chad, I want to thank you for your call. Excellent. Very much appreciate hearing from you. We have another caller standing by, Paul from California. Paul, join the conversation.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask Chad a question, if he's still there. Is he still around?
If Chad's still here, Chad, go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. I'm phone.
Excellent. So, well, Paul, to my surprise, wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, so you still work at this, it's a some sort of a manufacturing plant, Chad?
Yeah, unfortunately, we work so many hours, it's kind of hard to plan doing anything else. So, you know, okay. Either through what I'm hearing in the news or getting ready for work. So,
So I'm just assuming you already had conversations with coworkers. It sounds like you're kind of awake. And if you had discussed with others and what you had thought about the fact that, you know, what if they say you got to have a vaccine to work here? I mean, it's an unpleasant consideration, but I'm sure it's crossed your mind. Are you getting any kind of a sense from other people of what they think about it and how much defiance is in them as well as yourself?
Well, I've talked to a number of people, and they said, well, I'm not getting it right now. It's apparently is voluntary. They're saying it's voluntary, at least right now. But I've written letters to the higher-ups about it. It disappears down a black hole. Get any response, at least to my knowledge. And it's just kind of hush-hush, and, you know, they still want you to wear that mask and pay people to walk around the plant making sure you do. And so it's not exactly I don't live in an area where there's a whole lot of jobs, so I've
yep.
stuck with it this long and was not expecting, at least last year, for people to take it this seriously, so... So unfortunately, some of the people the same individual who told me the story about the person at the funeral home dying after taking the shot, said his wife got one of them. I think it was the Johnson & Johnson. I've had, relatives tell me that, oh, they'll get it if it's the Johnson & Johnson shot. And I'd love to hear you guys comment on, what surprise is that? Because I don't trust it anymore. I think it's just a ruse to think it's safer because, you know, it's the whole principle of, well, I have to get a shot, you know.
Yeah, you can't trust any of them. You can't trust any of them.
Right.
So I'm just curious. So you're in North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so have you looked into and do you know, because out here in California, like most places, there's no law. The legislature has not enacted any law requiring the wearing of a face mask. It's all styled as guidance at the state level. At the county level, it's protocol. Is it something similar there in North Carolina? Have you gone that far?
Yes, the governor did a mandate, and I'll just put it out there that I do not believe that our governor I'd be surprised. I've been told that his opponents were bad campaigners, but I would not be surprised, at least in the last election, that that was fixed. That's just my hunch or impression. But
okay. Well,
he's had this going on and been very quiet about it. And then they'll gradually let up on the restrictions, and everything seems like it's returning back to normal. But
right. Well,
these
it's sort of like when there's
businesses
somebody...
that are seem to be so adamant about it, you know.
Okay, exactly correct. So just for everybody else listening, this is for you, Chad, but also for everybody out there, because I find that the ignorance of these issues is the key to our enslavement. Is no governor can force you to do anything. They can't issue orders or mandates. They mean nothing. Every single court case so far, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Wisconsin, Colorado, and California, there may be others, but these are the ones I know about. I have several of these. I've printed them out. It's public information. They've all cited with the people bringing the case, but the governor has no authority to do so. So what I do, and when I go to stores, and I've been using this recently, I've used many things, but I'll say, if the governor has no authority to make me wear a mask, and the local county health official also has zero authority, how do you? The fact is they don't. So if you wanted to pursue this, if anybody wanted to pursue this, one of the first things you could do is to write a letter to the corporate department, probably the CEO himself. It will go right to his legal department, asking them to provide you with their lawful basis or with their authority to require you to do something, which, in fact, you're not required to do by the state. And they don't have this authority. And then this could be the key for you and other workers to stop wearing a mask. You write the letter first. You ask them for their authority. When they don't have it, then you can follow up with a default letter. And essentially, if they were to terminate you for not wearing a mask, you would have a wrongful termination suit. I'm not saying this is something people that necessarily want to do, but as Scorpio has said for probably more than a year now, we're not going to get our freedom back by wearing a mask. We're not going to get our freedom back by obedience. You have to disobey. And it's not an easy road, but I can tell you it feels good to me most of the time. Most places I go, I'm not bothered, and in many cases they don't bother me because they've gotten it into it with me, and I've set them straight. And
you make good points about what can be done. You're certainly able to refuse the vaccinations. They cannot mandate the vaccinations. It's a violation of the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Conventions, even the UN Charter. No one can be subjected to an intrusive medical procedure without their informed consent. And to have informed consent, they have to review for you all the risks as well as all the benefits. They're not going to do it. They skipped the animal studies because they conducted the animal studies and they found they killed all the animals. So what they're doing is completely wrong. It's using us as the animals for the animal studies, and it's going to be with catastrophic effects. The vaccines include abortive fetal tissue, which is a grounds for refusing to take the vaccine all by itself. As Catherine Austin Fitz has emphasized, they aren't actually a medicine. They're an injectable component of a whole lot of stuff that you really do not want to have in your system. They also have the potential for causing, because of a mixture of drugs and ingredients, an allergic reaction in a person, which is another reason to refuse them. They're counting on the ignorance of the public to think that if the government is encouraging it, that it's somehow obligatory or legal, when it is neither obligatory nor legal, and where, you know, the consequences of taking the shot, sad to say, are likely to be catastrophic. I would like to believe, as Yosemite's observed, that a lot of these are placebos, because otherwise a causal connection between taking the shot and your death, or your subsequent incapacity to bear children, or the fact that in a year or so, when you're affected by the flu, your body overreacts with a massive storm that leads to an agonizing death. I am petrified that five of my relatives have now taken the shot. My best efforts... I'm serious, Paul. My best efforts have been unable to dissuade them, and I'm apprehensive that more will occur. Giuseppe and Scorpio and I, and Paul, too, are doing our very best to inform people about the risks associated here. You don't have to do it. I encourage you, too, to write letters to school principals, teachers, letters to the editor, to your state representative of all the risks associated here. I have given links. You can find them. Catherine has posted them in the schedule for the show. An especially valuable one is a summary of 20 different harms that are induced by wearing masks. Use that as the basis for writing letters to everyone you can write to, so that you publicize what's going on here. This is wrong. This is all wrong. And there are some officials who, when they learn the truth, are willing to take action to correct it. We're running close to the end. I'm very pleased you called, Paul, because that was really valuable. Giuseppe, do you have some closing thoughts for our audience here at the Power Nation? And we're simulcasting on Revolution Radio. Giuseppe.
Yes, very, very easy game plan to follow. Anything that the CDC says, anything that the World Health Organization says, anything that the devil Bill Gates says, anything that Tony the Rat Fauci says, anything that the FDA says, anything that any agency of the federal or state government says, do the exact opposite and you'll be just fine. Your only hope and your successful strategy is to go choose natural solutions, enhance your immune function, don't eat processed sugar, don't eat processed foods, boost your immune function as great as possible. And even if you're exposed to one of these gain of function bioweapons, you will survive it.
Scorpio, your final thought.
Well, I would just add that, you know, look at how all of these corporations, Paul brought up that, you know, all these corporations are wanting mask mandates, but they don't really have the authority. Look at how all these corporations are on board with the agenda 100%. This is a real tell that corporations are owned by far fewer people than we've been told through overlapping and interlocking ownership and secret ownership, essentially. That's why they're all on the same page. They're all pushing the same morality. They're all pushing the same agenda because they're all in a very few hands.
I want to take this occasion just to thank Daniel for the opportunity, to Catherine for booking me, to Giuseppe Vaffanciullo and to David Scorpio for being such excellent commentators, and to both Chad and Paul for calling in. We're doing our very best to expose the truth here. I encourage you once again to go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com. Check out, I recommend in particular, Deception Galore, where I lay out the evidence that these hate crimes in Chicago with Jussie Smollett, who just happens to be the nephew of Kamala Harris, and the alleged death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and the Bubba Wallace, you know, hanging noose, which was an ordinary door opener they cut down and then replaced with something that really did look like a noose, are all staged events. We're living in a Hollywood-style society. Don't let yourself be played. Power Hour Nation, good luck. So glad to be with you once again.
About antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.